Guys, I want to go back a draft from to yesterday, because not yesterday, 2 days ago, because I didn't start, you know, we're ahead of my share. So I didn't start this Tavis and share, and we noticed something very nice and something we spoke about, I think, 2 days ago. So I'd like to hear your reaction and maybe work it out a little more. Tavis starts out with Akasha. Why does the Gemara make two cases? The case is one, Ikanar the Karda Chavisa Kada. The second case is the Kada Chavisa. So Tavis explains, one case is when the person's muksik on the money, he doesn't have to give the money. When you said Kad, he says, I want a Chavis. And the second case is when the person's muksik on the Chavis, he doesn't have to give the chavis. When he said chavis, he can say, I meant kad. Okay. Tavis speaks out when he explains the first case. He says, v'tik-iklen-o-be-kinyin-sud-re-sud-er. In the second case, he doesn't say the kinyin suder. So we had really two problems. I don't think either of them were, you know, we're not saying they're major problems. We had a, why does Tavis altogether say Kinyan Suder? So we said because Tavis feels that without a Kinyan Suder, the Gemara would have no Shaila because Kesav isn't Kaina. The only other Kinyan you have is Mashicha, Mesira, Hagba. If you do those Kinyanim, then you just, then there's no Kempian argument because you know what you picked up. So Tavis is bothered. What's the case? How could there be a disagreement? So his answer is Kinyan Suder. So that's what he says, Pashup Shana Tavis. I believe that is Pashup Shana Tavis. So we had two questions. Well, really, we only asked one question. But one question we asked is that this has nothing to do with our Tavis, because our Tavis started out with a question, why does it say two cases? And in his answer, he says that Kinyan Suder, if Tavis had a different problem, that what's the Shaila in the Gemara, we should know what he meant because he obviously did Hagba Meshicha. That's even if the Gemara only wrote one case. So the need to make an Ukimta Kinyan Suder has nothing to do with this Tavis. It's not connected to his answer. It was even on his Havamina, so to speak, even on his question. Before Tavis was Medayik, that the Gemara makes two cases. And Tavis and his Havamina thought there's only one case. You'd also have a Kasha. How could there be a Shaila? Just look to see what the Kinyan was on. Teretz says you have to say Kinyan Suder. So why? And Enoch and Ami is a valid point why Tavis have to say Kinyan Suder, but it's Daichik in the Hemshech of the Lashon of Tavis, because the way Tavis sets it up, he asks Akasha, why is it two cases? And he says Kinyan Suder as if that's part of the answer to why you need two cases. There's nothing to do with the answer why you need two cases. It's Tam Akasha, a different question on the Gemara. That was our main problem. And we had a second problem. Why in the second case doesn't Tosfos say that there's a Kinyan Suder? I think we were assuming because he said in the first case, he doesn't have to repeat himself. But maybe, I don't know if that's so beautiful, but that's what we were assuming. Okay, am I being clear? Should I repeat the problem or?
I'm not getting the problem, Monsignor. I mean, I don't understand. I thought Tosis is trying to compare and contrast.
Yeah, but Tosis.
One is, so the second is money transfer. That's why we have two cases.
Right, but what was Tavis's problem? Tavis's problem is, why are there two cases? Now, why does Tavis have to say that there's a Kinyan Suder? Who cares what the Kinyan was? Say the Kinyan was some other Kinyan, I don't know. Why did Tavis go out of his way to make a point there was a Kinyan Suder? We can't hear you, I'm sorry.
What he's just saying, that's...
No, but why would he pick Kinyan Suder? You know, it's like being a Yenta.
Can't hear me. The Kinyan
that the card was green and the card had said polka dots. Who cares? what there are many kinyanim in the Torah. One of the Tzaibis has to get into details that are not relevant to our sugya. So why does Tzaibis go out of his way to say he made a kinyan suder? Maybe he didn't make a kinyan suder. Kinyan suder is not the only kinyan on the block. Maybe that's not relevant. So why is Tzaibis making the point that it's a kinyan suder? So I think what we said was right, Pashtas, because if it would be the normal kinyan is Agbah and Meshicha. That's the normal kinyan with metaltonim. Kesev isn't kind of. And I don't think Shtar is kind of by metaltonim. So the normal kinyan of metaltonim is also not kinyan suder. The normal kinyan of metaltonim is you go to the candy store and you buy a chocolate bar, you're kind of a kinyan hagbah. You buy an animal, you're kind of a kinyan meshicha. That's a normal kinyan. Problem is that if you're using the normal kinyan here, then you know what you were kind of. There's gonna be no argument. Just see what you did the kinyan on. Whatever you did the kinyan on, that's what you were kind of. There's no room for a disagreement. So Tysus has to say kinyan suder, because kinyan suder is an unusual kinyan, which allows you to do a kinyan without knowing what you're being kind of. So our problem that we had is, I know someone who said about, because he could have said it was Chalipin, I don't remember the Taltar, but the Pasha problem that we had was that problem, which is necessitating to say Kinyan Suder, is not connected to the problem that Tavis is dealing with. Tavis is dealing with a problem why there are two cases. So it's like Tavis is being a Yenta. He's in the middle of answering one problem, and then he goes off on a tangent and says something to answer a completely different problem that he never asked.
Well, maybe the case is only the way
what they was saying. I'm just trying to get the question clear. In other words, Tzaibis asked Akasha, why did they write two cases? So everything in his answer should be said for the purpose of answering the question that he asked. Saying Kinyan Suder is coming to answer a totally different question. Kinyan Suder is coming to answer the question, how could they have an argument? Did like Boa Mashiach, or they know what they were kind of. So why does Tzaibis have to throw in the Kinyan Suder? It's not related to the answer to the question that he asked. So it's very nice, it answers a different question, but that's not what Tzaibis asked.
Can you say that Tosis had to establish a scenario where the Lokeach wasn't in possession of the thing yet?
The Lokeach is not in the possession, but well, that you have to say that, because if he's in possession of the thing, then he would know what he was kind of.
No, I'm saying that's goofy why Tosis is setting up this way, because Tosis's whole thing in both cases is based on who has the money and who has the item. So it's instrumental to make a hanacha to start off showing, you know, how it's possible that, you know, the Lokeach could still have the money and the mocher still has the thing. Otherwise, maybe it's Hagba, maybe it's this. You have to establish it clearly in order to understand the dynamic.
That's not connected to Tavis's problem that he has. Tavis's problem he has is, why are there two cases? That you have to have a case where this problem that we know what the Kenyan is on, because just look what the guy's holding. That's not connected to this, to his problem. You know, this, why didn't Tzaibis say it was a kinyan hagbah, meshicha?
I don't understand. Why does it have to be a chiddush? It's just a very clear hachab mayaskinan where his two cases work out. And I don't have any side questions. How does it work? Why does he still have it? Didn't the lokeach make a kinyan? Didn't he do a god? Doesn't he have it accepted up clearly?
But you knew it already to answer the other kasha. You knew that already to answer the other kasha. There was a kasha of that. Why wouldn't we, if there was hagbah meshicha, then we would know what the item was. So we're forced to know that already. So you have that hanacha right into that other kasha.
Right, and yes, I think so. I mean, it's not like Tavis is not saying kinyan suder for the second case. He's saying it for the first case. The first case he could have said, for the first case, all we need in the first case is that he's still holding the money. So you theoretically in the first case you could say hakbah neshicha, and amai the hakbah neshicha. Then we know from hakbah neshicha what the object is. So then Tzaibis has a is a different agenda. That was a question that we asked. So somebody in share, I shared, they said a very...
Why can't you say in the second case, even if the lokeach did something like hagbah and he had it, since he's holding the money, couldn't he still get out of it? Meaning he couldn't tie in a makachtos?
I don't think so. Once it is, I don't understand. What?
No, maybe it's only in the first case that it was done with this Kenyan. In the second case, it wouldn't have made a difference. And that, right, and that's why Tosis doesn't say it in the second case.
I don't know what the second case was done, what?
It doesn't make a difference. No matter how it was done, since he has the money, the lokeach could say, either we invalidate the deal
but we know what you are kind of from what you're holding. If you made a hagbah on a big one, on a little one, you can't say you want a big one. That sounds pretty clear. Anyway, so I wanted to say it like this. I think it's not bad. That the din is that kesef is not kainet, but kesef gets a mishapara. So the question is like this: Taisus maybe in his havamina didn't think of kinyan suder. He never heard of kinyan suder. He's assuming that the case here is when you use kinyan kesef, and that's why we don't know what you are kainet. Because you didn't make Akbar, you didn't make a Mashiach, you made a Kenyan Kesef. And the whole argument is the Gabi, not the Gabi Kenyan, is the Gabi Mishapara. Now there's the question is the first case. You said Khan, and you gave money for a Khan. Now he wants to deliver you a little one. You say, no, no way, I want a big one. I'm not giving the money unless you give me the big one. They say, well, you realize you're being over on a Mishapara. You want to be over on a Mishapara? I don't want to be over on a Mishapara. So he says, well, I got a Rav. Rav says that there is no Mishapara. The Rav says, there would be no Mishapara. So the Gemara could be talking about I'll correct myself. They could be talking about a Mishapara. So if that's how David and his Havin understood the Gemara, so it's very good why he had to say Kenyan Suder, because Mishapara is only shayach when you give the money. And if you give the money, you can't have the first case. So the second case you can have with a mishapara, because you didn't give the money yet, even without kinyan. The second case you can have, you gave the money, and there's a mishapara. And the issue is, are you, the moicher, obligated to give a chavis, or can you get away with giving a kad? And the Shaida is a Gabi Mishapara. Now there's in the second case, what happened was the guy did not give the guy gave the money already. The mocher gave the money. The lokeach gave the money. The mocher didn't deliver the goods. Now the mocher is obligated to deliver the goods. He wants to deliver a kad, and the buyer says, I said chavis, I demand the chavis. So he says, well, and Rav is chavis is chavis. So he says, no, I only giving a kad. He said, well, you're being over on a mishapara. So he has to say, well, I'm from the miyat. And when I said chavis, I meant kad. There's no mishapara. So the second case works well without kinyan suder, because it's no geya to a kinyan mishapara. But the first case, the whole issue in the first case is you didn't give the money yet, because the shayla is the lokeach obligated to give the money? If the lokeach didn't give the money, then there's no mishapara. So Taisus in his havamina only could figure out one possible case. In other words, Taisus in his havamina wasn't bothered by what the case is, because Tovis and his Havamina would have thought that the case is not Kenyan Suder and not Kenyan Mashiach and Akbar, but Kenyan Kasef. And the whole issue of the Mishnah or the Gemara, not the Mishnah, is the Gabi Mishapara. And but then you can only have one case because you have to be speaking about the case when he gave the money already. So you could never have the first case. The second case you can have, but you can't have the first case. So Tovis, who wants to be Mechadesh, if there are two cases, so he has to be Mechadesh, and it's talking about Kenyan Suder, and therefore it's Nogei to Gabi the money, even though the money wasn't given yet. Now I got two cases, and it's very good. And in the second case, Tovis doesn't bother saying that this was a Suder, because he never, in the second case, he never needed a Suder. In the second case, you could use Kenyan Kesef. And you have it in the Nogeas and Gabi Mishapara. And anybody, am I being clear? I hope so.
What is the, what's the Shaila though? Holchim Monach Harov, the guy who wants to know if he's going to get the.
There's a Shaila of Holchim Monach Harov, the Gabi Kenyan. So there be a Shaila of Holchim Monach Harov, the Gabi Mishapara.
But that's not Mamon. It's not Mamon.
So that's my Chiddush. That it is Mamon. Because the Chazawer Misake and Amisha Para, even though it's not, it's because they were in a certain sense upset because you're not, why are you going to Amisha Para? Because you're not fulfilling your Chiyuve Mamon. Because I wanted that you're
should keeping your word.
As if you were kind of Kenyan Kesef. So they're not going to be more machmir and Amisha Para than if there was a real Kenyan. And if there was Mamish a Kenyan, if Kesef was kind of, I wouldn't be obligated. The Rav says in the second case, I gave money and we said Chavis and I gave money. I received the money. Now you're asking me to give you a Chavis. I said, I only want to give you a cat. Lu Yisur, there was no dinder of Amisha Parva. There's a dinder raisa that Kesef is kaina. Since Enochim Imam and Acharei, I'd be allowed to say, I'm not giving you a chavis, I'm only giving you a cat. So the Chazal never made Amisha Parva, which is more chamur than if you were to be mamish kaina. The whole purpose of Amisha Parva was that you should act with Kenyan Kesef as if it's a real Kenyan. But here, even if Lu Yisur Kesef was a real Kenyan, you'd be potter because Ein Hochim Imam and Ach arrive. So therefore it's Mistava, there's no Misha Parah either. Right? That's very logical. The whole reason why they made a Misha Parah is you received the money. Now either money is kind of Midaraisa, not Midrabanan, or it's not kind at all. But you did what the semblance of a Kenyan. So we don't like that you're breaking, you're backing out. So we want you to act as if there was a Kenyan. But if Hochem Ein Hochem Imam and Acharei says, even if Mamish, I did a Kenyan, even if Kesef would be kinda, I'm not obligated to give a chavitz. I can just give a kad, because Ein Hochem Imam and Acharei. So why are you giving me a Misha Parah? I'm not being nako here because I'm playing a trick because I'm not being machsha of the Kenyan Kesef. I'm not giving the chavis because of Ein Hochem Imam and Acharei.
Maybe the buyer was counting on the Misha Parah to keep in order for you to give him the chavis instead of the kad. And therefore, that's why he gave you the money up front. Maybe he wouldn't give you the money up front.
I think a good svara that the Chazal never gave a Misha Parah. The Misha Parah, they gave you a curse. They never curse you if you acted the same way you would have acted if you mamish had a Kenyan Deraisa, a real Kenyan. Why should they go ahead and, you know, the whole purpose of the Misha Parah is because you're like taking advantage of the fact that the other party thinks he did a Kenyan. He gave the money. He thinks it's a Kenyan, and you're not making a Kenyan. You're pulling the rug out of his eye. Hey, that wasn't a Kenyan. He thinks he made a Kenyan. He thinks the deal is finalized. He gave money. He thinks that the deal's finished with the money, and you're backing out at this stage. But if I'm able to back out, even if there was mamish akinyan, because of ein elchem amen acharoyv, so why in the world should Chazal give me a mishapara? I'm not backing out because I'm not ready to keep my word. I'm not backing out because I tricked you. You thought there was a kinyan and there's no kinyan. I'm backing out because that's the halacha, even when there is a kinyan of ein elchem amen acharoyv. So
why doesn't he tell the guy that he's only given a kav before? Isn't there a tricky element there?
I don't know. But that's not what Mishapara was meant for. Mishapara was not meant to protect for every tricky element. Mishapara was meant to protect for the trick that you're backing out from Kinyan Kesef. That's what the Chazal were mezakeh Mishapara. People rely on Kinyan Kesef. People think that Kinyan Kesef is a real Kinyan, and you're going ahead and playing this trick that the guy thinks he got a Kinyan Kesef, he thinks it's in there, it's already a done deal, and then you go ahead and you back out. That's what they're worried about. They're not worried about other tricks. That's not what they made Mishapara for.
Is there a Mishapara if you're right, right? Or if you know that you're safe in the Rove of the Mia, there would be a Mishapara even if the Rove is against you?
He's asking, even if we be Holkin Mamanacha Rove, right? The Chor of the guy says, Kimli ben Avshai, that I'm Minamiyat, Chaim's arguing that you would not have me. The Chazal would not institute Mishapara Bechiei Gavna.
I don't know. Is that right? That's an interesting question. Now, you see, that's why I'm discussing with you people. I need to hear the Bezek. In other words, I don't know about that. In other words, if you would hold Holkim and Mammon, here we got the case. Now let's pick the case. Let's say it clearly. You went ahead and you said Chavis. I'm selling you a Chavis. Do I have a Chavis for you? Okay. The guy gives you money. Now he comes to pick up the merchandise. You want to give him a cat. He says, how can you give me a cat? We said Chavis. He says, I'm from the Miat. I said Chavis, I mean God. We're assuming Holkim Mamanach arrived. Okay, listen, is that arrived? Chavis is Chavis. So he says, okay, but I'm allowed to back out. Kinyan Kesef's not Kaina. He says, yeah, but you know, you're going to back out. You're going to get a Mishapara. So I don't know. I would say that he would get a Mishapara. So you're saying he was not going to get a Mishapara because he knows.
And Kamishmei Galia, that right? And the whole Mishapara is not in Bezin; it's in Shemayim. So, logic would say, I think that if you know that the MS is that you're not, there was no deal, right?
But you could say that Chachamim mirrored the halacha, and since in halacha you're not supposed to back
in halacha, there's no,
because we follow the rove.
It makes sense, though, but in halacha, right, we have to decide what to do. Bezek can only issue one psak. Over here, it's either there is a mishapara or there's not. Bezek doesn't have to decide.
Isn't mishapara a declaration of Bezdin? I mean, I guess I was more from the angle that.
But it's not chal if you're not the subject.
In other words, you're saying that if the guy's really from the Miat and he's not doing anything wrong. Elamai, Bezin won't believe him. And therefore, Bezin would collect the object. If we said it was a real Kenyan, Bezin would say, we're obligating you to pay. But really?
That's a din ha-Torah, though. I mean, the Torah says, zil basaruba. So then that's what's incumbent upon the Bezin.
Right. But the question is, let's say, you know, there's a different case. Let's say you're living in a country that there's no Bezin to enforce the law. And let's say I really made a Kenyan. I make marriage with the Kenyan. We said Chavis, we made a Kenyan, and Hokum Imam and Acha right. But I know that I'm from the Miat and I meant Kad. So am I allowed to keep to give you a Chavis? It's an I know I'm from the Miat. If there would be a Bezin here, I know if we would go to Bezin, I would lose the case. You're right. If we would go to Bezin, I would lose. Because Bezin is Hokum Amen Acharei. But I know that Bezin would be passing incorrectly. because I'm from the Miyat. So
they're not passing incorrectly. That is the halacha.
Yeah, but
that's what's incumbent upon them. That's what's incumbent upon somebody who's the suffix.
But I
according to Rav Baruch there, yeah, you are not from the Miyat.
No, he has no shaila. He has no shaila.
Yeah, but in Matthias, there is a Shiloh over here. In Matthias, there is a Shiloh.
In his world, there is no Shiloh. In his world, there's no Shiloh.
No, he agrees that there's a Shiloh, but he's just saying, I want you to know. I
am. He knows. Without,
no, I agree that between the two of us, I just told that I'm not.
Yeah, we're going to have such an argument here right now. I just want everyone to hear the question. In other words, we're talking not with Mishapar. We're talking because we're applied. We're talking here, the first question is, let's say there will be mamish in a real kinyan, and you hold hokum b'mam and achar right. And Bezdin would make, you said chavis, and you didn't, and now you're the, and the guy gave the money, he said made a kinyan, and now he's coming to collect the chavis. And you say, I'm muksik and the kad, I'm only giving a kad. And if you hold Hokum Imam and Acher Reif, so Bezin will force you to give a chavis.
I'm muksik in the kad, muksik in the money.
And you're muksik in the kad, you know, the chavis in the kad, you're muksik in everything.
He's muksik in the money, the good part, right?
Okay, muksik in the money, muksik in everything. He's muksik in everything. So he says, I'm only giving a kad. So the din is, if you hold Hokum Imam and Acher Reif, we go down, they knock his, break his house down, door down, and they take away from him a chavis. So the shayla would be, but what if he's in a country where there's no bezin? He's in a country which is in the Wild West, but he's an erlicha guy, he wants to do what's right. But he knows that the emes is that he's from the miyat. So Shamir is signing, even though this is the first argument, that he doesn't, the MS is because Bezin would bask him that he has to pay. That's because Bezin don't know the facts. And the Bezin are obligated to go by the right. So they would bask him that I'm guilty and I'm chayiv. But I, who know the facts, I do what's right. I don't have to listen. I don't have to listen to this imaginary Bezin. There is no Bezin. There's no psak Bezin. So I don't have to give the money. I think the other side would be is like you have to file the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passed in, so you got to listen to the Shulchan Aruch. But you're saying, no, but that's only if there be a psak bezin. Wait a second. I want to try and present where we're holding. So that's argument number one. What would happen if you're in this deserted island and there's a rave against you, Hokum Imam and Acher Reif, and you know the truth is like the Miyat. Right? That's where we're at. So now we're discussing what would happen now instead of the same. Now we can, by even when it's not a deserted island, if the shayla is negavei mishapara, it's the same thing because bezin don't implement the mishapara. So it's irrelevant whether there's a bezin here or not. It's not bezin are implementing the mishapara. It's a shamayim implementing the mishapara. So the kataina is, so the question is that just like assuming Shamir is right, if you were in a place where there's no bezin, you would not be obligated to listen to the right. And therefore you could say, listen, I know that I'm from the Miyat and I don't have to give the chavis, I can give a kad. So then as far as when there's a nogeya to mishapara, and there's no bezin getting involved because bezin don't get involved in mishapara. It's just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if Hokum Imam and Acher Reif, I could say I know I'm from the Miyat and there's no mishapara. Right? That's what Shamir is tying. I know some other people are tying that too. Mimeda, you're slugging up my answer because I wanted to say. The Toivis and his Havamina didn't learn that we're talking about Kinyan Suder. The Toivis and his Havamina learned that we gave the Kesef. And he learned that the issue in the Gemara here is the Gabi Mishapara, And the person's claiming, don't give me a Misha Para, because since I'm Muksik and Helkim Amamin Acharev, so I shouldn't get a Misha Para. So you're telling that, that's not the reason why you don't get a Misha Para. You don't get a Misha Para because even if ain't Helkim Amamin Acharev, you don't get a Misha Para because you know the truth. And am I, it's not the truth, and you'd be over at Misha Para, you'd be over at Gezel. You know, even if they, no matter what, you know, there's if the Mimanashach, if the truth is you're from the Miyat, then there shouldn't be, there should never be a Misha Para. And the truth is from the right, and even if then even if you would win the case, you know, when ain't no Monach right, but you're still a Ghana, you know, whatever. So that's the question. So they're trying to slug up my beautiful answer.
It doesn't make sense. If there's a din in the Mishnah Yachalik, and there's no Bezdin. L'chara, if they're trying to divide it equitably, they should still do Yachalik.
Because it's not up to you, because you, the other guy's holding it, and you're not the one that's calling the shots. But so, if you're the only guy that's holding it, and there's no one else around, then you're allowed to follow what I know the truth is, even though a Bezdin would never believe me in a million years, but I know this is the truth. So I'm holding the money. I'm not going to Bezdin because there's no Bezdin here. Because it's not there in a cave, there's no Bezdin. I'm living in the Wild West. There's no Bezdin. And I know this is the truth. So I give you an example. Right? I go ahead and Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Shimon's driving and he smashes into Reuven's car and he causes Reuven $1,000 worth of hazard. Now there's now if the police were there and they would have seen him, they would have made him pay $1,000. He would say, hey, but he owes me $1,000. They go prove it. I can't prove it. Anyway, baloney, we don't believe you that he owes you the money, right? In other words, so you would have to pay, right? In other words, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Now Shimon did to Reuven a hezek of $1,000. And he has no evidence that Reuven owes him the money. So if Bezdin caught him doing the hezek, they would make him pay. He wouldn't be believed to say, hey, but he owes me the money. We don't believe you. Start, go prove it that he owes you the money. You can't stop walking and say someone owes me money.
I don't have to resort to just
if I smashed his car and there's no witnesses, and I know that I smashed Shimon's car, and I also know that Shimon owes me $1,000, and I know that Shimon has no intention of paying me because he's a bum. So I say, okay, listen, he's not paying me, and I'm not going to pay him, and everyone's happy, right? So you're allowed to go ahead, even though Bezdin would have paskin differently, you're allowed to follow what you know is the MS halacha. I think that is correct.
In that case over there, in the first case, if I had the ability to go into his house and take the $1,000, I would be allowed to do that.
Right.
So halacha does dictate that I am entitled to take $1,000 from him. But here, if we're going to say halachim v'mamon achar rov, let's say especially according to those who hold that the miut doesn't exist anymore, then your opinion is batel.
Is that true?
I don't know, but it's
you know who you are. It's not an opinion. You know who you are. You know that you come from a place that they refer to a kada as a chavis and a chavit as a kada.
But how does holchim amam and achar rov? If we say holchim achar rov, how does that work?
That's an obligation on a beis din. The beis din who doesn't know all the beis din knows is the rov, and therefore the Torah tells the beis din to yil basaruba.
If you know the facts are not like the beer, no. Two Adam say a food is kosher, and I know it's treif. I don't think you're allowed to eat it. And that, you know, in others, the shot is the other way around. Even if two Adam say the food is treif, and I know it's kosher, also it could be I could eat it. No one's looking. I could walk into my push-up shot. And when no one's looking, I could eat it.
Do we say that Rove Popkins is badai?
I know. I don't have to listen to the witnesses if I know it's not true. Witnesses are only a biurim for people who don't know. And I know. If I know, so we go by, I'm allowed to follow my knowledge. So here also, I know in this case that I'm from the Miyad. Therefore, I know that I wasn't obligating myself to a Chavis. I was obligating myself to a Kad. So therefore, I don't know. The what Sandy's timing is that your obligation is governed by halacha. And since the halacha says it's a rive, so maybe that would obligate you. And that's what he's sort of timing. It's not like Varan Shabbalay, but it's the same type of idea that you're obligated to fulfill the that would make a halais kinyan on you. You said chavis, you meant kad, but since in halacha the word chavis means chavis, so the halais chiyav on you goes by what the halacha paskins, the word means. You know, it could be true also. It's just like it's no worse than Gran Shayvavi Dvarim. Because once the halacha paskins that the word chavis means chavis, okay, anyway, I think
the word means chavis. It's paskin on you. It's paskining on you. It's saying that you are a person who speaks this way. I know I am not a person who speaks this way.
I don't know. But I want everyone to make sure we get the question. I'm afraid I'm losing half the people. So it's a very interesting question. The Shaiva is, is it Shaiach to learn this Gemara? Titus throws in Kinyan Sudar. If there wouldn't be Kinyan Sudar, the argument between the Mocher and the Lokeach would be relevant to Legabi Mishapara. Now that's only Shaiach in a case when you gave the money. So it's only Shaiach in the second case when you gave the money, because there's no Mishapara, you didn't give money, and you said Chavis, and the seller only wants to be a give a kad. So the Shaiach that we're arguing about is, could you learn the Gemara, the entire Gemara be relevant? Lu Yitzur, you didn't have a Kinyan Sudar, there, and the issue would be Misha Parah. Would everything remain the same? If you hold Hokum Amam and Acha Rive, then there would be a Misha Parah, because the Rive paskins that you're from the Rive. If you hold Ein Hokum Amam and Acha Rive, then there's no Misha Parah, because you're Muksik on the Chavis and the Kad, and therefore you only have to give a Kad. Right? That's what I thought. That the din of Misha Parah mirrors the din of Misha Parah without a Sudar is the same exact din as Kinyan with the Sudar. It's the same Shaila, because the Chazal gave a Misha Parah because you're not keeping you're not acting as if there was a Kinyan. So you get the Misha Parah whenever Lu Yisur there would have been a Kinyan, you would have to pay. If Lu Yisur there was a Kinyan, you'd have to pay, then you get a Misha Parah. If Lu Yisur there was a Kinyan, you didn't have to pay, you don't get a Misha Parah. So if Hokum Imam and Acharai, if Lu Yisur there was a Kinyan, you'd have to pay a Chavis, then you get a Misha Parah. If Ain Hokum Imam and Acharai, so Lu Yisur it was a Kinyan, you wouldn't have to give it, so you don't get a Misha Parah. That's what I thought. I'm still not convinced I'm not right. But the Shamir and some other people are saying to me that I'm wrong, because since Misha Parah is between only you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even if Lu Yisur was a Kinyan, you'd be obligated to pay the Chavis. But that's because Bezin don't know. But now but since Hashem knows, he's not going to give me a Misha Parah. I don't know. I could hear a simple story that the Takana Misha Parah was meant to force you to act as if it's a Kinyan. And since if it was a Kinyan, you'd be obligated to give it. So you're obligated to act as if there was a Kinyan. I don't know. It's a very interesting Shaila.
It's not obvious that Misha Parah is to discourage bad behavior. In other words, Chazal wanted to discourage bad behavior. Here, if you didn't have an intent to rip anyone off, so what's the bad behavior that Misha Parah?
That's the Chakir. That's right. You're right. That's what Shamir is signing. And I'm saying is that it wasn't to discourage bad behavior, it was to discourage acting as if treating kesef, kinyan kesef, as if it's not a kinyan, which it isn't. And treating it as a non-kinyan instead of treating it as if it's a kinyan. So that,
Rabbi, how does Mishapar work in general? Meaning Mishapar, if Mishapar is the Rabbanon, then meaning the Rabbanon are adding a curse that didn't exist. So it's no different than Rabbanon adding a payment where none existed or adding a shvua. If they say in this case there's a Mishapara, then there's a Mishapara. Hashem follows what Chazal say.
Right.
So then you can't say it.
That would be very
Chazal would give a Mishapara when the guy, the question is in a situation, if you hold, he's claiming, they spoke out Chavis. He's claiming he's from the Miyat and he meant Kad. He refuses to give a Chavis, he wants to give a Kad. So the Gemara is saying, since Ein Hokim Imam and Acha right, he doesn't have to give a Chavis, he can give a Kad. But if Hokim Imam and Acha right, then he would have to give a Chavis. If you learn this Gemara speaking about Mishapara, then what the Gemara is saying is that if Ein Hokim Imam and Acha right, then there's no Mishapara. If Hokim Imam and Acha right, there would be a Mishapara. That's how you would read the Gemara.
But Rebbe also has
what we're arguing about. Is this correct? Would there be a Mishapara if Hogan Mamanacha writes? So Shamir and company, okay, yes, he has some company with him that are helping him, are insisting that there would be no Mishapara because he's not doing anything wrong, because he knows that Hashem knows that he didn't do anything wrong. So why should he get a Mishapara?
Because in this case, as Mitzvah Shmo, Devei Chacham, said, Hokanacha will when he has to pay.
To any case that if it was Kenyan, you would lose. Because they want you to act the same way that you would have acted if Louis Yisrael was a Kenyan. So therefore, there would be a Mishapara. Okay.
Let's say there's a case where there are cases where Hokanacha will, Boy Vashema, let's say. In those cases where Hokanacha Rov, let's say the guy's really from the Miyad, doesn't matter. A mitzvah shmo chacham say, in this case you have to pay. So why would there not? I mean, then there should be a Mishapara because Chazal says in the case of Rov, there's a Mishapara. Okay. Hashem follows what chacham say. Louis said there's money, then there'll be a chi of money, even though the guy's from the Miyad.
I think that's not true because he says, Bezin. I'm not telling you you're obligated because here there's no real kinyan. So you're not really obligated to pay. You're obligated to keep your, to do what's halachically right. But you know it's not halachically right because you know that Bezdin are making a mistake. If Bezdin had it been a real kinyan, you know Bezdin would have made a mistake. So why am I obligated to do what Bezdin would have made a mistake?
How would the Mishapara even work? I mean, the whole idea of the Mishapara is they're saying, Mishapara, right, to the person who changes his word, right? But you didn't change your word, so it's not calling you. Well, they can make all the Mishaparas they want.
Because since the Rav, what Sandy was citing, and then since the Rav paskins that Chavetz means Chavetz, so that's what you said. And the halakha baskins that Chavetz means
put your name there. They just say that
you're changing your word.
It's a generic klala. It applies to someone who doesn't keep the word. You kept your word.
It applies here too, maybe.
I don't understand, but isn't that the second hurdle that Rebbe has to overcome? In other words, also, if you say that rov is just megala, what your das was, here the guy knows his das. So then, like you said, maybe that would be the halakha.
That's the question. That's what Shamir is saying.
I'm saying it's two questions. One is in general.
But Sandy is Gold is saying that Roiv would have told, had there been a Kenyan, Roiv would have said Bezin are paskining that this is your das, whether you like it or not. And that's a, and we would have paskined that way. And you have been obligated to give a chavit. And therefore, since that would have been the psak if it was a real Kenyan Suder, a real if Kesef was kind of their kind of. So now when Kesef is this quasi kind of, Chazal are obligating you with Misha Para to act with Kesef the same way you would act as if it was a Kenyan. It all depends how the surah of the Kenyan of the din of Misha Para was. If the
surah, why is it not about this?
That's really what we're arguing about. We're arguing out what the Chazal did, how they made a Misha Para. Shamir is insisting that they made a Misha Para for a person who's doing something which is illegal, so to speak, morally wrong. If you're not doing anything which is morally wrong, why should you get a Misha Para? That sounds like a pretty good diner. But I'm diving back that they didn't make the Misha Para for acting morally wrong. They made a Misha Para for not respecting the halacha that would have existed had this been a real Kenyan, because you're not treating this as a real Kenyan. They want you to treat this as a real Kenyan. They want Kenyan Kesef should have the same teeth as a non-Kenyan Kesef, as a real Kenyan. Anyone who doesn't treat a Kenyan Kesef with the same seriousness as if he was a real Kenyan. And if it was a real Kenyan, Rebbe would have passed
it. Chaim's raising the language of Misha Parah. The language of Misha Parah in the fourth mission, in the first mission of the fourth parak in Bava Metzia, is that who asid li parah mimi she'eno omed bidiburo.
Okay, I can live with it.
If you go Basar Ruba, that doesn't mean that he's not being omed bidiburo, because
omed bidiburo. Minamiyat.
He clap Ishmael is minamiyat, and he knows he's minamiyat.
Okay, I got here, but I
everyone, does it follow the din? What's the din by Kenyan Kesef? Let's say by Karka, if you give part of the money, do you have a full Kenyan on the land?
Yes.
And is Misha Para also apply if you give part of the money that you yes. have to go into the whole Kenyan?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it clear that there's a significance of the rove without having a psak?
What? I'm sorry.
Is it clear that there's a significance of a rove existing without actually having a psak? In other words, maybe it's the psak that you go after the rove that triggers the halacha. Meaning before you have a psak, just because conceptually you have a rove to get a Misha Para, I know the truth. Besdin should have to execute the rove into a psak, maybe.
I hear. So you're saying you're agreeing with Shamir for another reason.
Right. So Rebbe has two hurdles to overcome,
okay,
in other words.
Okay, I have to jump over two hoops. But on the other hand, isn't it a beautiful pshat in Taisus that we ought to explain the hemshich of Taisus, why Taisus had a stick in here suder, and why Taisus doesn't bother saying suder in the second case? And it's beautiful because Taisus always knew that the second case you can learn without suder, because the second case you can learn with Misha Para. It's only the first case you can't learn without a suder, because in the first case you didn't give the money yet. So there's no Misha Para without giving the money. So Tavis, before he knew Kenyan Suder, he knew the second case, and it works out great. He didn't know the first case. And that's why Tavis Kasha. Tavis and his Kasha thought there's only one case. Tavis is answering that we're talking about Kenyan Suder, and therefore we get the addition of the first case. And now we have two cases.
Why didn't I know the first case?
So nicely in the Lashon of Taisus. It's so beautiful in the Lashon. Now, the only thing is, you say that even though it's pure Lashon, there's just one problem that it's not true. Okay, that's a minor problem, you know, it's not true.
Why didn't I know the first case? This is going back. Why didn't Taisus know the first case again? The first.
If you gave the money, then you're not mukzik in the money anymore. The first case is you didn't give. The whole first case is you didn't give the money, and therefore you're still muksik on the money, and you're claiming I'm muksik on the money. I'm not going to give the money. That's the first case.
But Taisus knew that. Taisus knew there has to be a suda, because otherwise, what are they arguing over?
No. I'm saying Taisus and Chachamim and in here never heard of suda. Right?
So how do you understand why they argue?
We're saying like this: Taisus and Chachamim, if for some reason, didn't think of suda, right? Obviously, he didn't think of it, because that's why he says it in his answer. So in his Chachamim, when he didn't think of suda, he could not have the first case, because there's nothing. The only other, you know, they can't be arguing about Misha Para, because he didn't give the money yet, because he's still muksik in the money. And if they're arguing about Kenyan Agua Mashiach, then he knows. So the Taivas in his Havamina couldn't think of the first case. He could think of the second case because he could say that they gave the money and they're arguing about whether he has to deliver a Chavis, and the argument is about Mishapara. So Taivas in his Havamina, when he asked his Kasha, he could only think, since he didn't know Kinyan Suder, he could only think that the Mishnah is only speaking about one case. And it's one case means the second case. He couldn't figure out two cases. Taisa's answer, the whole answer of Taisa's is, Kenyan Suder. That solves the day.
So in Rebbe's answer, allows us to have the first case. Then
when Taisa says the second case, there's no reason for him to mention Kenyan Suder because he always had the second case without Kenyan Suder. So you don't have to mention Kenyan Suder in the second case. It's only for the first case you need a Kenyan Suder. So the whole beauty of Taisus is that we're saying that Taivis and his Havamina didn't know Kenyan Suder. He still knew how you could have a case because you could have the case of Gabi Mishapara. So it's not like as we started out, we said, if Taivis and his Havamina didn't know Kenyan Suder, then stop, he doesn't understand the whole Gemara. What are we talking about? How can there be an argument? So no, he understood the whole Gemara. Without Kenyan Suder, the argument's about Mishapara.
But there's only one case. In the Maskana and Tosis, the second case is Mishapara?
No. Well, it could be. It could be, yes. The second case could be. It's not relevant. If it's Kenyan Suder, then it's not Mishapara. If it's without Kenyan Suder, it's Mishapara. So Taivas, therefore, doesn't need to commit himself. Taivas, would say, when it comes to the second case, it's Bain with a Suder, Bain without a Suder. Have your pick.
What was Tosa's question? Was his question the Gemara's mashma is two cases? What are those two cases? Or is Tosa's addressing why they're both Shricha?
I think the second way. The Taivas
What's his answer?
Why I guess they're both two cases. He understood the structure that if you can come up with, the obvious structure is that you need to come up with two cases. But Taivas and his Havamina, who didn't, for whatever reason, didn't know Kenyan Suder. I don't know why not.
Well, what's the answer?
Two cases. So Taivas, now what exactly is Taivas Mekhash and his answer known as Havamina? I don't know. Because it's not.
What's the Tzrichasa? Very nice you have two cases. What's the Tzrichasa?
Okay, that's time. We're not answering that question.
We have a great answer to that question. The Tzrichasa is that this is no Gia Mishapara.
But we're not answering. We didn't ask that question. But we're just saying that the reason Taisus, we had a kasha in the beginning of Shir, it's a very nice kasha, is that seemingly the need to say Suder is not to answer the kasha that Taisus asks. The need to say Suder is to answer a different kasha. It's not, why are they arguing? Just look what they made the Kenyan on. So we're answering that because without Suder, you could have said that it's to talk about Mishapara. And Taisus knows that. And everything, the Gemara worked out perfectly to Gabi Mishapara, except that you'd only have one case because this first case you can't have because you didn't give money yet. There's no money, there's no Mishapara. Therefore, Taisus asks, there's only one case. Taisus' answer is Suder. Once it's Suder, then you can have a case that he didn't give the money and you got two cases. In the case where he gave the money already, you don't need the Suder because you could stick with his Havamina that the Shai is a Gabi Mishapara. You could either way. It fits so beautifully in the Lashon of Taivas. It's Miyashi both Kashas. The question is whether it's right. The question is it true that the issue of whether or not there's a Mishapara is also governed by the Din Right? Right? It might actually be in the Shulchan Aruch. We might have this whole argument and we could go open up a Shulchan Aruch and it might be Beferish. But this is an interesting, I don't know if it, I suspect it won't, but it might be. If you have it, probably had enough Svar. You probably
could find it. Could I speak in defense of Rebbe? I know Rebbe's going to be shocked, but can I speak in defense?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been trying this for 20 minutes now. Okay, so it seems to me that the real shaila here is most of the time when Bezin Paskins, it's misafik. They don't know what happened, but you're the mochzik, or you're the this. Therefore, if you can't prove that Reuven can't prove that Shimon owed $1,000, then you can't collect.
Or if you have a right, but you're right.
Right. So one second, along the lines of what I think what Sandy was saying is, it could be in Hochel Maman Acharov is not saying that. Meaning, even if you could prove that you're from the Miyat, Bezin will say Amanaskein. It doesn't make a difference. Hochel Maman Acharov. And therefore, even if Bezin's not enforcing it, you are obligated to know that I might consider a Kadachavis, but I need, and I, if I know that the Roiv holds it's not, then it's irrelevant what I say. I have to go with the Roiv. And therefore, even if Bezin isn't here, I need to go with the Roiv, and we're gonna say we're gonna go with the Roiv, and therefore everything Rebbe said would be great, and the Misha Par would apply.
Okay, we have to know if that's halachically true.
But that seems to me what the fulcrum is. Because Bezin is saying we ignore the fact we don't care that you're from the Miyat. We're gonna do it anyway. And then you should be obligated to follow through because not being some suffix. It's not Shneimachs and Batalas. It's not anything.
I hear. I wasn't saying that. That was what Sandy was saying. Maybe.
That's what I said.
I was saying differently. I was saying that Chazal gave you a Misha Para anytime you're acting different than what would have been the psak had it been a kid.
No, but I'm saying it's a counter and a counter to what Shamir is
saying. That the whole time that the guys are claiming that Hashem won't give you a klada because you know you're right. You can't say you know you're right because you're obligated to follow what halacha says. Okay, I hear that's also a possibility. I don't know.
Can I just ask one question from the beginning?
Dvarim Shemalei know how they dvarim. Maybe there's such a thing too. Once a halacha, once there's a din of Hokim Imam and Acharayv, then it could be it's Dvarim Shemalei. You know, that could also be, I don't know.
Could I just ask Rebbe one question from the beginning? With the possibility that we talked about that the lokech did a real kinyan like hagbah, why couldn't the lokech say that was just a partial delivery of the goods? Meaning I did hagbah and akad, but I thought you were going to give me the rest.
There is no rest. The case Pashut Chad is he was buying one object. And he's buying one object. And he said, I want to buy a chavis. And now the question is when he said the word chavis, did he mean a chavis or did he mean a kad? He just said, I'm buying. He said, how many? And they only argue whether we, you know.
Oh, there was nothing in it? I thought it represented a volume of.
No, there's nothing in it. The guy goes into a pottery store. He says, I want to buy a chavis. Or he says, God. He says, how many? One. Okay. So now you pay the money. And then the guy delivers. And he delivers a kad instead of a chavis. Well, that's how I translate chavis. So if you made a kinyan hagbah, then you know what you were kind of, either the big one or a little one. You know, let's just say it was in today's world, I could hear, you know, they could give a different answer. You could say that it was wrapped in your packaging and there was a giant packaging and I opened up all the wrapping paper, there was a little covers inside, a little card inside. And you know, so you had no way of knowing how big it is. Because you made a Kenyan Hagbah, but there was you thought it was big because the box was so big. It came in a giant Amazon box. And you made a Kenyan Hagbah, and you thought it was a big harvest. And then when you opened it up later, you discover it's a little cat in the giant Amazon box. So you didn't know.
What time you got an Amazon box with this little USB key, and it was this big box, and inside was this tiny little USB drive.
Right. So that's it. So then you could. In today's world, it could be you could have answered Tavis Kasha like that. That the case was that he made a Kenyan Hagbah and he was in a giant box. And then he opened up the box and he found the little card. But I guess Tavis, they didn't have Amazon in Tavis's time. Or even if they had Amazon, they were a little bit smarter. And they put Amazon, Tavis's Amazon put things in the right boxes and the right size. And therefore, you couldn't say the Zaychik Kimta. Okay, anyway, I don't know if I want to, Lisa, I suspect we're not going to, I apologize for those people that went there and a tangent that we went back. But this is, I found this interesting. Yosef, is that you crying? Yosef Sibra, was that you crying or is that your, I heard a big cry. All right, I think I thought it was your, I guess I thought it was your baby. All right, anyway, the mice, I will try and go back. We left off yesterday on a very interesting shaita, which we should try and do research over Shabbos, is that we wanted to know, just to remind us what we left off on, in the case where we're swimming with the Kenyan Suder, in the second case, with the Kenyan Suder, when according to Rav, the Moicher can say, Kimli ben Avshoy Shani, I'm sorry, not the Moicher, what was the case again?
The
Moicher
says, Kimli
ben Avshoy, that I
was
Minamiyat, that I'm from the Miyat, and therefore the Moicher insists on delivering a kad. So now, can the Lokeach say, okay, but I'm from the Rives, and it's a Mecca of Tais. So according to Shmuel, ain't Okim Mamanach a Rive, so maybe you don't believe him. But according to Rav, that Okim Mamanach, even in that, you can say Kimle ben Avshoy, so maybe you should believe him too. But according to Rav, who says that Okim Mamanach a Rive, so Lokeira, the Lokeach should be able to say, okay, but I, you say Kimli ben Avshoy that you're from the Miyat, but I'm Kimli ben Avshoy, I'm from the Rav. When I said Chavis, I meant the Chavis, and therefore it's a Mekach Tais, so I should get my money back. So Mekach Tais, right? So that's what I said.
Why are we talking about getting the money back? Why can't we force him to give it back?
That I was wrong.
Right? Why can't you force him to give it back?
I just said the Kias Faker.
Well, but I didn't see the Bikias yet.
I didn't see anything's wrong. I said it's Bikias Fakir, that's all.
I didn't see that. I looked up the Bikias. I didn't see it was Fakir yet.
Why are we saying that he can back out?
Why
are we saying he can back out? Why can't we force him to deliver the Chavis?
No.
Why do you think he can back out?
The Chavis Taisus says because the Moicher can say, Kimli ben Avshoy Shani ben Amiyat.
But there's a moment after life. We don't care.
No. Since he says Kimli ben Avshoy Shani ben Amiyat, and when I said Chavis, I meant Kad, so he only has to deliver a Kad. But the Lokeach can say Kimli ben Avshoy that I'm from the Rive, and therefore it's a Mecca of Thais.
One second. Why doesn't Holcham Amarach Rive say we don't care Kimli ben Avshoy that you're from the
Rive? That's what Thais says, and even Rav agrees that when you say Kimli ben Avshoy, we ain't Hokim Amarach Rive. That's Thais.
So that sounds against what we were saying about the concept of the Rive Paskening in Bivadayas.
No. That's because that's with Kimli ben Avshoy. That's the Rive Paskening when there's a Kimli. You have to take everything in consideration. We were discussing after everything's in consideration. This is before the Rive gets a chance to Paskin.
No, but okay,
Let me stop. I know Ben saying he said I kept you waiting 20 minutes, so we'll keep you waiting and you have experience. But this isn't where I would like to go over Shabbos.
I was just talking about how animated everyone was, Baruch Hashem.
Right. So I didn't want to get over the Shaila again. The Shaila that we got stuck on yesterday, which we were supposed to do today, but we didn't do. Chatosa ani master. I do this all the time. I apologize. The Shaila is, when Taisa says and in Rav, when you said Chavis, and the guy gave the money, and now the Moicher says, I'm only going to deliver a cat, because Kimni ben Avshoy Shani min Amiyat, and I don't have to follow the right. So I'm allowed to give you a cat. So can the Moicher, the Lokeach say, yeah, okay, but you're from the Miyat, but I'm from the right. And the right says that I'm from the right. And if I'm from the Rive, then the Chayr, it's a Mekach Tais. So I demand my money back. So I insisted yesterday that sounds right. And it's as far as the Lokeach's concerned, it's a Mekach Tais. He said Chavis. He meant Chavis. He's from the Rive. He is a Mekach Tais. He's supposed to know it's not his fault. He goes by his thing. We definitely, you can't say that the Kenyan is only determined on the das of the Moicher, because Taivis says Beferish that is also determined by das of the Lokeach. Okay, so the Chorish Miyamekata, that was a question. Okay, I will have to think over. I'm going to a wedding like Omer in New York. I don't know if anyone's going to be there. Anyone going to Alicia Trapper's wedding?